Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Looks like it's going to be a little bit soggy for parts of the state as we move through this weekend period into the new week. But, you know, the rain that we have gotten and the rain we continue to receive.
Yes.
It really is a blessing.
Oh, boy. I was in the Hill Country last week, and I tell you what, beautiful, beautiful green, wonderful.
Flowers?
Everything's fat, lots of flowers.
Those flowers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just fantastic.
Well, to that end, just to give everybody an update, for those of you that tuned in last week, we were supposed to be talking to Tideline Boats, but they had a scheduling conflict. And so, for the past couple of weeks, Harold and I have been talking about Lake Travis being overfull.
Yes, right.
Buchanan, about 3 foot low, compared to what it was. So we thought we'd reach out to Texas Outdoors Journal Central Texas editor John Jefferson for an update. Not only are we going to be talking about fishing and hunting, but
no politics, though.
Well, I don't know. is the repayment to Fund 9, is that political?
Ah.
Yeah,
could be. Yeah.
Well, we might talk about that as well. And if you don't know what Fund 9 is, if you hunt and fish and buy a license, you need to stick around.
Yep, absolutely.
Plus, we've got some other news headed your way, so you all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join Don Armstrong and me for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bringing major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Lots of news going on, and right at the top, want to jump into some things that for you folks, regularly on Texas Outdoor News, about once a month, we give the numbers of instant background checks that are conducted, and they continue to increase. On Wednesday evening of this week in Houston, a Harris County deputy constable was literally ambushed. There had been a traffic stop by one deputy constable. She called for backup. The another constable showed up, was talking to her, standing outside of the patrol car. And I have heard anywhere from six to four shots rang out and the officer was hit at least four times. One of them, he was wearing his vest. Deputy Alden Clopton was rushed to Memorial Hermann. A bullet was lodged near his heart. Obviously, the bulletproof vest, you know, protecting and helping to save his life. But the deputy that initiated the call for help, she returned fire to this perpetrator that was across the street, firing a single shot, and the man fled. Here is my suggestion to you listeners and to all of you law enforcement that we so dearly respect. Go to the range.
Mm-hmm.
Practice.
Oh, yes.
The perpetrator puts four to six rounds on target, okay? The deputy is able to return fire with a single round. Folks, it's real, real serious out there.
Sure is.
And just because you have a concealed carry permit, just because you may have a firearm on your person or in your vehicle or in your home, you need to know how to use it.
Well, it doesn't mean you know how to use it under stress.
Exactly. And there are even, as we know, we have friends in the shooting range business.
Correct.
That have training programs that have simulators. While simulation is not the same, it still makes you react. It makes you think.
Right. And it's still, in times of stress, the muscle memory situation comes in to
Absolutely.
Play if you have practiced.
Right. Newsmax released something along the same line, and this was prior to I picked this up earlier in the week. They did a telephone. This is a new Rasmussen poll. And it revealed in a telephone survey of 1,000 adults across the country found 66% believe self-defense is why people are purchasing firearms. Well, duh.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep, yep.
5% believe it's to commit a criminal act. You're dummies. 1% believe it is for job-related purposes. And 22% say it is for some other undisclosed reason. The poll also found law-abiding Americans are buying guns at a record pace, with nearly one out of four Americans, 23%, saying that they or someone in their immediate family has bought a gun in the past year. About 44% of Americans think it's too easy to buy a gun in the United States. And I never understand that comment because the perpetrators, the bad guys, are not buying the guns.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
they're getting them off the street.
Sure.
Black market, those that have been stolen.
Yep.
Only 11% say it's too difficult, while 36% consider the level of difficulty about right. Along party lines, 64% of Democrats polled believe it's too easy to buy a gun, with only 28% of Republicans and 36% of those not affiliated with either major party agreeing. The survey conducted April 11 to 12 has a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence.
Well, just remember out there, friends, as you look at what is going on globally, sleep a little better knowing that we have the world's largest reserve army just sitting there waiting. I want to bring up something. Our good friends at Ford, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, just finished releasing information on some tests they were doing, and it's a crash test, and it's a corner test. So just kind of figure an immovable object, and you're hitting it with your left front headlight or your right front headlight. It's a corner crash test. And the only one that got the superior rating out of all of the trucks out there, this was a truck test, was the Ford F-150.
Imagine that.
Imagine, yeah.
And so, now, wait a minute, Harold. Yeah. This is the truck that's built with aluminum
yeah.
that's not supposed to be able to stand up to
yeah,
such...
Except it's military-grade aluminum. That's
oh.
the thing. It's the same thing that tanks are made out of. Okay.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I mean, kudos to them. They've done a wonderful job with that truck.
Tell you what, go get you a Ford truck and then go camping. Weather is great right now.
Mm-hmm.
Want to pass on a little tip to save you some money. Our friends at Camping Max. Max is with two X's, campingmax.com. I'll tell you what, they just perennially, I mean, item for item, have mm-hmm. some of the lowest prices going, and they're in their end-of-season sale with sleeping bags and clothing and tents.
Is this a go-to-a-store or is it an online?
No, it's an online buyer,
okay?
I mean, and you know, many of us have used those online.
Oh, yeah.
For trinkets and items and doodads, as you say. CampingMax.com. Consistently the lowest prices that you're going to find. And if you look in Texas Outdoors Journal, back in the guides and gear section, little ads in the back, there's discounts up to 30% available on top of their already low prices.
Cool.
So
can they fit you?
Yeah, they really can. I mean, you know, that's amazing. Not
can they
everything.
Fit me?
Yes, they can fit you as well.
You've got to do that.
They've got both ends of the spectrum covered.
Okay, cool.
Coming up, May 20th through the 22nd, we'll be talking more about this at Lake Ray Roberts in Denton, Texas. The Toyota Texas Bass Classic has changed venues again. Fork to Conroe, back to Fork,
right
to Ray Roberts, all right?
Okay.
And it's really growing into an even bigger festival. But on the fishing side, they have announced the 36 anglers that have qualified, including 2015 champion Brent Eller, and he says, winning the Toyota Texas Bass Classic last year was one of the biggest achievements of my career. The TTBC is the most difficult event to qualify for in professional bass fishing, and to raise the trophy on the final day, you have beaten the most elite group of anglers on the planet. And with that, Texans, the field of 36 includes Keith Combs from Huntington, defending champion Brent Eller, Shinichi from Palestine, Texas, Fouquet. Mike Iaconelli is coming back. He's been a bridesmaid twice,
finishing second.
Alton Jones, Kelly Jordan, another Texan, and then, of course, other pros like Larry Nixon and Gerald Swindell. Neat, neat event. You can get more information at their website, which is toyotatexas.com. They have another website as well, Harold, toyotatexasfest.com. toyotatexasfest.com.
Anyway, Texas Outdoor Journal Magazine, you actually split yourself among two shows this last weekend. How do those go?
I told Bob, our producer, when I came in. Yeah. Well, after last week's show, you know, had to hustle back and was back and forth between 20 miles. There was a show at Corpus Christi American Bank Center, and then the Rock the Dock that I was manning in Aransas Pass.
Right.
Rock the Dock was phenomenal. That's a fun, festive show. It's free, you know. And lots of people showed up. God, it was a nice, beautiful, breezy day. Nice-looking ladies with suntans and shorts, you know. You could tell that there was definitely some money walking around and perusing the boats. That was good to see. Nate Skinner was over at the American Bank Center, and Unfair Lures did extremely well with, you know, all the clamor and the big fish that are being caught. But it was great. I mean, tremendous event. But I will say, I was really glad to see both of those shows show up, because that wraps up shows that I started back the 1st of January.
I was going to ask you if you were going to be somewhere else this weekend.
No. Nothing coming up until the end of June when the Houston Summer Boat Show goes on.
Okay.
Back to fishing before we head to a break. White bass, one of Texas' most sought-after game fish, especially when they're making their annual spring spawn migration into rivers above reservoirs. Texas Parks and Wildlife has signed a lease agreement through June 30th of 2017 with property owners at the Kingsland Slab RV Camp on the Llano River above Lake LBJ, and a 20-year agreement with Chandler River Park on the Neches River above Lake Palestine. Both rivers are known for their excellent white bass runs March through May, and this provides free access from 30 minutes before daylight until 30 minutes after dusk.
Okay.
So, neat stuff. A little free fishing. You wonder where some of your dollars go for license and other things. Well, Parks and Wildlife getting access to some good fishing spots.
Very good.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the Outdoor Report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
This year, the 27th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 29th, and you're automatically entered in the early bird draw with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trader package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Fox Sports Southwest, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mowdy Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dargle Boats. Enter by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or StarTournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
It's time. Time for the 80th annual Shrine Circus, April 20 through 24, at the Fort Bend Fairgrounds in Rosenberg. Featuring the internationally famous Terra Nova's Tigers, the Valencia's Motorcycle Incline, Ian Garden and his amazing camels, and much, much more. Fun for the entire family and your chance to support the world's greatest charity. And remember, one child under 12 receives a free ticket with each paid adult. Tickets for the 80th annual Arabia Shrine Circus are available online at ArabiaShrineCircus.com. That's ArabiaShrineCircus.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Just a reminder on that CCA tournament, CCA Star Tournament, early bird deadline is early this year.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, yeah. It used to be, you know, right before it started in May. Uh-huh. This year, it's the, you know, there's a deadline the end of April. So when you get through listening to the show, go get on your computer and sign up so you don't forget.
How do I do that?
Go to ccatexas.org.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, cool.
You've been on or off the road this week?
Oh, anywhere I want to go. Cool vehicle, too. This is the 2016 GMC Canyon and the four-wheel drive SLE with their crew cab and the long box. This is the new lineup of midsize trucks, and they're selling like hotcakes for good reasons. It's just the right size for a lot of people, but this one is even more special because it's their new 2.8-liter Duramax turbo diesel engine. And it's mated to, takes me back to my youth, a 6-speed hydromatic transmission. It's got smart diesel exhaust brake system that enhances control and reduces brake wear on steep grades. All-new integrated trailer brake controller, standard projector beam headlights. This is some of the really new stuff. Segment first corner step rear bumper and easy lift and lower locking tailgate. 13 reconfigurable and 4 stationary tie-down locations throughout the bed. Factory-installed bed liner, 4-wheel disc brakes. OnStar. It's 181 horsepower, but 369 pound-feet of torque on this little four-banger. And just killer gas mileage. I was getting 30. They have it set up as 20 city, 29 highway. But, I mean, I filled the thing up. It's only a 21-gallon tank, and it said, you know, miles to empty, 530.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was just dandy. Electronic transfer case, for those that are interested, going from 2 to 4-wheel drive. It's quiet. It is great looking. Like I said, I think the right size. Solid, solid rise. This thing had the Z71 suspension off-road package on it with hill descent control, all-terrain tires. Driver and front passenger heated seats, power lumbar for driver and passenger, step bars, remote vehicle start, heck, an audio system, 8-inch color touchscreen, and more. This thing was loaded to the gills. Base, nicely loaded 34. Loaded, this one, everything you could get, 43. But look at that, because here's the interesting thing about these midsize vehicles. Used to be not a heck of a lot of difference between midsize and full size, and that's why a lot of the manufacturers got out of the midsize market. What they've done here is this thing equally equipped a 1500 or half ton size full size GMC with all of this equipment would be about $10,000 more.
Wow.
Yeah. So there is a real big margin of savings in there. And these things, like I say, I think are just the right size. And they ain't tiny. It's a heck of a truck. Check this thing out. This was the GMC 2016 Canyon four-wheel drive SLE.
Time for the outdoor report. We head out to Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Black bass fishing has been very good. In fact, jerk baits, spinner baits, crank baits, and spinner baits, as well as jigs, have been catching fish. Catfish is good on cheese bait, shrimp, night crawlers over baited holes in 12 to 15 feet of water. Look for catfish to be moving on shallow to spawn. And don't forget, if you're fishing Amistad, everyone on the boat must have a Mexico fishing license if you're fishing the Mexico side.
All right? How do you know?
Markers, you have
buoys, charts, what?
Charts and markers and buoys, right.
Having been down there, but I've never been on that water.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful lake.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Crystal clear. You can literally have bass hit your topwater bait coming up from 20, 25 feet of water. Mm-hmm. It's that clear.
Yeah.
Heading to our power plant lakes, Brawny, Calaveras, Coletta Creek. Catfishing on Brawny. As well as on Calaveras, everything else is kind of slow. On Coletta Creek, black bass fishing is good on crankbaits and spinnerbaits in 10 to 12 foot of water. Choke Canyon Reservoir, well, if you're looking for something to fish, try black bass fishing, which has been good on chartreuse, rattle traps, crankbaits, and soft plastics. And then we head up to Lake Brownwood, where black bass fishing is good on red bug spinner baits and shaky heads with grande bass finesse worms in 3 to 6 foot of water.
Okay, let's go to East Texas, friends. Conroe, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Fork, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Livingston, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. White bass are good on rattle traps and little fishies. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are good on shad. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good on Texas rigs, jigs, shallow running crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows in the shallows. And by the way, if we don't mention your neighborhood lake, it's because we don't have a good report from there. That's what we're trying to do, is give you the good ones. Bass drop. Black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, shrimp, and stinky bait. Belton. Black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Crappie are good on minnows. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, shrimp, and stink bait. Fayette. Black bass are good on shad crankbaits and watermelon soft plastic worms over grass. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws and tubes as well as spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are good on trot lines and cut shad. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Somerville, hybrid stripers are good on green striper jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp. Texoma. Black bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, pop-Rs, crappie are good on minnows, and jigs. Going to Central Texas, Big Lake Buchanan, striped bass are good on drifting live bait and jigging chartreuse curbs, bucktail jigs in 20 to 30 feet of water. White bass are good vertically jigging perch minnows and red shad tiny traps near Paradise Point. Yellow and blue cats are good on jug lines and trot lines baited with live bait. Canyon. Black bass are good on watermelon JDC grubs, green pumpkin wacky sticks on jig heads, and grape scoundrel worms in 10 to 15 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on white rattle traps, root beer grubs, and watermelon scoundrel worms in 8 to 18 feet of water. LBJ, black bass are good on dark red rattle traps, watermelon chartreuse soft plastics, and pumpkin topwaters in 10 to 20 feet. We don't have a good report on Travis, but it's high. And that's a good report right there.
That's a good report right there. Just to embellish what Harold said about if you don't hear your lake or you don't hear your fish species, like Fork, for example, there wasn't anything mentioned about black bass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's either fair or poor right now. Fish are scattered. But crappie's a hot thing on, you know, a lake that actually made its mark, you know, on being the premier bass fishing lake.
Yep.
Heading to the coast. Tell you what, Calcasieu, Big Lake, good fish on the south end. Freshwater is starting to abate. Talked to old reliable Captain Randy Foreman on Sabine. He said some good fish have shown up in, let me get this right, 3 to 5 and 4 to 6 foot of water from Mid Lake south. He's fishing that down south bait. And I believe it's a cream color. Keith Lake is on fire. Flounder have come into Keith Lake. So fishing's good the redfish are still at the jetties. Heading on over, West Galveston Bay has been good. East Galveston Bay has been good for those waiting the south shoreline. East Matagorda, Captain Trey Pride continues. I don't know of another, there's not another bay system that's giving up the fish that East Matagorda's given. And Unfair Lures, both the Rip and Slash and the Tomwater Bait, the Dog Walker, Trey is just wearing them out. Every day he comes in with another report. Right. I'm wondering, with all the fish that's being, you know, it's a catch and release is what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And the anglers are fishing with him. But I'm going, I wonder how many of these fish have been caught a second time.
Ah.
In fact, he's trying to get some tags so he can start tagging some of these fish, which will be real
mark
cool.
Mark them with a Sharpie, put a little check on
it. Two of a buddy of mine does that has bass,
yeah.
And he has a single hole punch,
mm-hmm.
And when he catches a bass, he clips her tail, you know, punches a hole in her tail. Then we head on
and
down.
They don't like that.
They don't like that. You're right. Right. Out of Sea Drift, Captain Nathan Bebout continues to fish down towards Cedar Bayou along the grass and the shell. And he says, just as he mentioned last week, fishing continues to improve. Captain Alan Sifford called in, had Alan on as a guest a couple of weeks ago. And he said that birds are working along the King Ranch shoreline in the mouth of Baffin Bay. He said some really good, solid 18 to 22-inch trout. But here's something interesting. My buddy Mark Davis, who hosts Big Water Adventures, is down for his second time to fish Baffin Bay. And Baffin gives up a periodic fish, but it just has not been as consistent as, in fact, Mark is yet to catch what he calls a gator trout. He's caught some solid fish.
Yeah.
With nothing wrong there, but we'll see what happens. Alan also said toward the land cut, things are heating up over the grass beds. Things are doing well. Port Mansfield, south of Port Mansfield, around the grass beds are good, as well as up toward the land cut. And finally, out of Port Isabel, from the convention center up to east of Duncan's, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. says good trout fishing is occurring, along with a few scattered reds with live shrimp under a popping cork. Holly Beach up to Cullens, good for trout and scattered reds, again, live shrimp under a popping cork. And finally, the causeways have scattered trout and sheep's head hitting live shrimp.
Okay.
All right.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good days. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday is another good one. This weekend, look for game to become active either side of sunrise and remain active until either side of the noon hour. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding during the mid-morning hours and continue to feed until mid-afternoon. Friday and next Saturday, this most active period will begin either side of the noon hour and continue until late afternoon. Next Sunday, look for game to be active from early afternoon until early evening before sunset. On Friday, April the 22nd, we will have a full moon on the coast this weekend, and every day through next Saturday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. And as an addendum here, the next time we come in and record, an audio Bob is on the other side of the glass eating pastries and not sharing. Of course, he lives here in the studio, so eat when you can.
Well, on the hunting scene,
yes.
If you're looking for a regulated, designated season, we've got a few. Turkey season, the one turkey bag limit counties, there's eight of them, will run through April 30th. North zone runs through May 15th, and the south zone, 54 counties, runs through May 1. Javelina season, year-round season in South Texas, 50 counties. Plus, don't forget exotics and pigs and predators and varmints.
And as we mentioned, or as I mentioned, we both did, I guess, Hill Country, but being up at El Rancho Gun last week, aside from everything looking great, here going down the road are turkeys. Mm-hmm. Here going down the road are roadrunners. I just love to see them.
Right.
And I go out with my morning coffee on Sunday, and staring at me and not really caring that I'm there is this beautiful blonde bobcat. Just looks at me and just saunters off. Very cool.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal's Central Texas editor John Jefferson will join us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say,
all together now, hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Tell you what, things are starting to heat up on Port A. I'm talking about activities.
Yes.
Sandfest coming up. That is a huge, huge event this coming week. You can go to their website, portaransas.org, and peruse calendar of events. Lots and lots of fishing tournaments. But between things really rolling in the summer months, still get in before, you know, all the people show up.
Correct.
Have the island to yourself. Harold likes that. He likes the island to himself.
Mine. Well, you know, no lines in the buffet and all that kind of stuff. But it's great. Take the family. Take the family. It's just a great value.
It is. And you want more information, they got a friendly staff that can help you out. Call them at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say,
oh, yeah, as soon as they answer, go, hey, Port A. They like that.
They really do. I tell you what, we have been talking for a couple of weeks now that Central Texas, I mean, this is like pulling for the underdog, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because for so long, our lakes in Central Texas, Travis, Buchanan, on the upper and lower end of the Highland Lake chain, have just been so low. And now, as you reported, we were just, you know, a few inches high, finally, for Travis.
Yep.
Scattering fish. And, you know, we thought we'd better check in with JJ.
Yep.
That's
right.
John Jefferson, Texas Outdoors Journal, Central Texas editor. John, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Well, thank you. Hello to both you and Harold.
Thank you, JJ. By the way, did you buy a lot of that beachfront property while the lake was down?
I have a long history of missing out on good real estate investments. There were lots of places for sale. One woman that I talked to get some information about my column said that she bought her motel site as lakeside property, and now I strained my eyes and I could see Lake Buchanan off in the distance,
mm-hmm.
more than the river. And she said, all my friends say I ought to turn it into a golf course.
But it's come back.
You know, when it was down and seeing all those docks sitting on dry land,
right.
And then it came up fairly quickly. I just wonder what all they had to do as the water rose to, preserve and adjust the tie downs on their dockage. Did you hear anything about that, John? About what kind of effort went into adjustments made to those floating docks?
I didn't hear anything about it this time, but I've been involved in it firsthand. And people that have those docks watch the weather and they watch the lake levels. A friend of mine married into a family that had a place on Lake Travis. And after he and his wife got out of law school and moved away, I continued to help the people that own the place. I'd call them and say, lake's rising, what do you think? Do you have time to go up there? You want me to do it? And, we just go up there and take it up or let it out as the occasion rose. But new dock owners might get caught off guard, and you see docks up on land, and sometimes they get so shallow out the middle that it won't float. So some of them just get stuck on the caliche.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, listen, we ran a little bit long in the earlier segment, so we're going to take an early break now. So if you would, hold on. When we come back, we're going to talk about fishing on Lake Travis and some of John's other favorite lakes, plus some rumblings on what's going on with Fund 9. So y'all stick around, as we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
Speaking of financing, you always got great deals over at Carter's Country, my friends. Right now, of course, we say the best investment is ammunition, and they've got everything you need for pistol, rifle, shotgun from Federal. Right now, Federal Target Pistol Ammo 38 Special on sale, $21.97. Federal Premium Top Gun Target Shot Shells, 12 and 20 gauge, on sale, $6.47. And, of course, the estate lineup of shotgun shells is always value priced, so that'll help you get this really great deal on the Remington 870 Express Tactical 12-gauge. Ooh, with the Ghost Ring sight on it, good old pump gun. This thing is really nice. Only $499.97. Just great values at all four Carter's Countries locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Before we get back with John Jefferson, Texas Outdoors Journal Central Texas editor, let me mention something about Capital Farm Credit. If you're trying to buy a place, I have put clients and they've financed their properties, their mm-hmm. acquisition many times. But also, if you're a cattle raiser, you already know this,
right.
They'll help you with restocking. If you're going to do habitat enhancement for wildlife,
mm-hmm.
they've got a financing package for you as well.
I like that.
So good folks at Capital Farm Credit. Be sure and check them out whenever you have those financing needs. All right. Hey, John, with the Lake Travis being full, sometimes islands now being submerged, lots of brush and habitat for fish, as is typical. Fish are scattered, lots of places to hide, and anglers are having to search and find. Is that kind of the assessment you're hearing from most of your contacts up there?
Yeah, pretty much. And, the public, and especially the fishing public, is never satisfied. I had to go to Kerrville Monday for an interview with a man, and when I crossed the lake, I looked over there, and it made me sad. The Sometimes Islands were not there anymore.
But we know that they'll be back.
Actually, the islands provided more shoreline.
Right.
When they were and we fished it a time or two. Philip Walker, a man I've written about a number of times, hauled in an 8-pounder and won a tournament on it, fishing right around the Sometimes Islands. But they're underwater now, and we've got a lot of flooded shoreline, and the vegetation that came up then now is just perfect habitat for the bait fish.
Yeah, it'll bode well for fishing as well as bait. On into the future. Let's shift from the Highland Lake chain to what you try to keep a secret, and really it is no secret, but that is what is referred to as the best crappie lake in Texas. So where's that, John?
No habla, senor. the cat's out of the bag. It's Granger Lake, which is just north of Taylor.
Right.
You can hit it off of Highway 95, and they've got a really nice boat ramp, nice little park there. And right now we're looking at the month of May, which is usually the best month for crappie to be spawning. And Tommy Tidwell, the famous guide on Granger, tells me that he catches them in 1 foot of water during the month of May when they're in shallow water spawning.
Yeah, there's some little bitty mini spinner baits that are deadly on crappie, you know, when they get into that real shallow water.
And let me interject, too, while you're up there, stop off at Louis Mueller's Barbecue in Taylor and load up, okay?
Now, Harold, the best place in Texas was a better kept secret than Granger Lake. And that Circle Store.
Yeah.
And Circle was a little community just northwest of the lake, and you could smell that hickory wood smoke for half a mile away if the wind wasn't blowing. And changed hands now. They still sell hamburgers and adult beverages, but it's lost the smokehouse flavor.
Yeah.
When we set this interview up, you said that you had a meeting with like-minded individuals, and there was some discussion about Fund 9 maybe getting some money, that the repayment of funds that have been borrowed. What's going on with that fund? And why don't you just real quickly tell people what Fund 9 is, John?
Fund 9 is the Parks and Wildlife Fund, into which goes the proceeds from sales of hunting and fishing licenses, some excise taxes maybe on sporting goods and ammo, but the main thing is the hunting licenses. And every time there's an increase in hunting license fees, the outdoor press, me included, you two included, tell the hunters and fishermen that this money is going to go to make for better hunting and fishing. And then the legislature decides to fill potholes with some of that money. It happens every year, and there's been quite a bit of discussion about it. The Texas Outdoor Partners is a loose amalgamation of a number of sporting organizations in the state. We've got about 60 members now, including Ducks Unlimited, NWTF, the Elk Foundation, Texas Wildlife, every organization that has an alphabet for a name is a member. And it came up at our last meeting that we were wondering what was going to happen with Fund 9. The Parks and Wildlife people said, we are working on it. We'll be back with you very soon on what we expect. They've been so tied up with this chronic wasting disease situation. Chronic wasting disease seems to be on the increase. We've now had, I think, 10 cases found in Texas, and all except the ones in far west Texas have been on breeder facilities. And we don't know exactly how many of the deer from the breeder facilities went to land that there's now free-ranging deer habitat. Anyway, that's been their concern. They're just now starting to work on their budget request for next session.
Hey, I'm gonna put my real estate hat on real quick and throw a monkey wrench into this conversation because I've asked title companies, I've asked other brokers, I've asked folks at Parks and Wildlife. You have a high fence. Should chronic wasting be found? Number one, what's going to show up on the title report? Number two, are you going to be able to remove the high fence because the prions remain in the soil indefinitely? You know, the ramifications, much like a fence that's across the property line, you know, it's noted on the abstract of title. No one's addressing this, and it's an issue that goes beyond just the wildlife concerns. So keep us posted. Keep your ears to the ground, as you always do, as that continues to develop. John, we're just about out of time. Real quick question before we run out in 30 seconds. With the water in Buchanan that's coming in, do you think the waterfalls will be flowing for the eagle, viewing the eagles on the upper portion of the lake?
Yes. When I went to Kerrville earlier in the week, all the creeks in the hill country are flowing. Blue bonnets are in bloom. Waterfalls are occurring where people have forgotten they existed. So it is the time to come to the hill country.
Outstanding. All right. Very good. John Jefferson, Texas Outdoors Journal, Central Texas editor, has been our guest. JJ, we do appreciate you, man.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Adios
to y'all. Thank you, JJ. More time next time, my friend. Friends, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If a burglar smashes into your house in the middle of the night, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself and your family?
If so, you need to join the National Rifle Association now.
Some say you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm to protect yourself, even in your own home.
They say because criminals use guns to commit crimes, you can't have a gun to protect yourself from criminals.
If you disagree, join the one group big enough and strong enough to protect your rights. The NRA.
Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now to join NRA.
That's 1-877-NRA-2000 or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
For $25, you'll get the magazine of your choice, insurance, and if you act now, NRA's 20-piece multi-tool free.
Join the NRA.
Save your firearms.
And stand up for your freedoms. Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now.
Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar, and if you love Texas, you're going to love what's coming up.
Get your buckskins on, friends. April 21st, San Jacinto Commemorative Ceremony, San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site in La Porte. Celebrate the 180th anniversary of the Battle of San Jacinto at the official ceremony commemorating that battle. The ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. on the northeast side of the San Jacinto Monument Terrace on Thursday, April 21. This decisive battle of the Texas Revolution won Texas its independence from Mexico. Admission is free. For info, 281-479-3431, extension 234. April 22nd, Dayton Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Dayton. For information, 936-776-1859. April 23rd, Go Fish, Learn to Fish event, Galveston Island State Park in Galveston. Youth and adults can learn the basics of fishing. Families can learn all kinds of stuff. You get a fishing fun pack and enter a drawing for door prizes. Equipment and bait are provided, or bring your own. No license necessary. Heck of a deal. Registration starts at 9 in the morning. Information at 713-539-8309. And April 23rd, San Jacinto Festival and Battle Reenactment.
That
Wait,
is cool.
I just did that.
No.
This is a different one. I'm
this
sorry.
This is a reenactment.
Oh, yeah. Day of fun, food, music, reenactment. We're going to win. So I hate to spoil it for you. Celebrate the 18-minute battle that won the independence from Mexico. Oh, that's going to be quite a deal. Living history exhibits start at 10. Festival activities will be followed by the reenactment of the battle. Park and ride features bus transportation from on-site parking areas provided throughout the day. Admission is free. So for information, it's that 281-479-2431 extension 234. Finally, April 23rd, 24th Annual Kidfish and Play Day, Purtis Creek State Park in Eustis, a free day of outdoor activities, fun, food, and more. Bug picking, paddle boards, kayak demonstrations, all for the kids, friends. Information, 903-425-2332. Go there in your Ford truck, all right?
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yep, take that truck over to Carter's Country. Load up, friends, right now. Ooh, American Varmint Hunter, a Varmint Light. 250 lumen green LED mounts included. It's rechargeable, only $119.97. So I would slap that on your new Colt AR-15 carbine because it's got the Picatinny rails. It's a hot new model, only $699.97. And you can put the works in a Blackhawk tactical case on sale for only $34.97. That and other great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. What's next week?
Next week, Tideline Boats will be here and you want to check in. The drought's over. We just got word from Lake Allen Henry another share of lunker's been caught.
Oh my. All right, friends, go to our website, texasoutdoornews.com. You'll find a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and you can click on the Stitcher tab and get that free app. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, on anything. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.